Dakota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Fairmount American Legion Breakfast this Sunday, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Fairmount Community Center. French toast, pancakes, eggs, biscuits, and gravy, sausage, ham, coffee, and juice. Fairmount American Legion Breakfast this Sunday, 8:30 to 12:30 at Fairmount Community Center.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back in studio 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Clouds and 13 degrees. Welcome to our Thursday talk around. I know I say this a lot. I got a lot of favorite people that I talk to in here. It's one more of my favorite peoples. Linda Clint, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you here in studio. I've been looking forward to this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And I've been yapping all morning. The other guys are going to yap about it, too. In fact, it's been on our promo sheet, so we've been talking about this. The Easter season upon us, one of my favorite times of the year. I know yours, too.
Exactly.
And, folks, if you want the music to go right along with it, it's going to lift you up. You have got a great Easter musical presentation planned for this weekend. I'll let you tell us about it.
It's the title is You Thought of Us, and it's, of course, the beautiful story of the last days of Jesus on earth. And it also has a little bit more of Jesus as being a friend of all of us and how we all need this. Mm-hmm. And we open up our cantata with a beautiful song called People Need the Lord. It's very touching. It's very emotional because during these crazy times that we have in our world right here, people do need the Lord. And in the program, I have the words written out. So we hope that our listeners follow along and pray with us as we sing this beautiful, beautiful hymn.
Linda, how did you decide on this one this year?
Well, it actually goes back to 2000. We started rehearsals for this in 2000. And of course, because of COVID, we had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped about halfway through our rehearsals, thinking we would pick it up again in 2001. Well, as we all know, that didn't happen.
That didn't
either.
Pan out either.
No,
yeah.
That didn't happen. So I've had this sitting on the burner for a long time. And then when 2022 came along, I got notice that due to changes in administration and financial changes that St. Francis Hospital, who so graciously for all those years have sponsored the Easter Cantata, actually goes back to 1984 was the very first one.
And I narrated that.
Yes, you did.
What a great moment.
Yes, you did.
And what a choir.
Yep. It was beautiful back then. And all those years, we missed 97. And then, of course, now with the pandemic, we missed 2020 and 2021. And then in 2022, with the changes, St. Francis just couldn't sponsor us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, for me, it was like, now what do I do? And I had to sit and think on it and pray on it a little bit. And I wanted to do the cantata so bad last year, but I just didn't want to do it unprepared.
Sure.
So I said, let's wait till next year, and we're going to pick up where we left off in 2020. And we started rehearsals in the first week of February, I believe it was. We run 9-week rehearsals, and we're on the last one tonight. And then we will be able up and running and perform for you on Saturday night and Sunday. This is such a moving cantata.
Mm-hmm.
Our first rehearsal, we had a young gal who was new to our cantata. And she sat down when we went through it, and she looked up at me and she said, How do you get through this?
I was going to ask you that.
She was just absolutely in tears. She said, how do you get through this? Well, I said, you get used to the music, you learn the music, and you get through the rehearsals. And I tell you what, sometimes it's tough.
And I've watched you direct before, and you and I have talked about this. You go someplace else. You just lose yourself in it. And you can just see it on your face. You can see it in your body language, too, how much you are into this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
You just kind of, just envelop yourself and I don't get nervous because I'm watching the people I've been watching for 8-10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get nervous that way, but I watch people's faces and I just know where they're going to, because this story is so beautiful and some of the music is just beautiful. Some is familiar,
mm-hmm,
and some of the music is new. I shouldn't say new because we actually did this cantata back in 2008.
Okay.
And it was beautifully done back then, and it's going to be beautifully done again this weekend.
It's all about transforming, isn't it?
It's all
about going from one, mm-hmm, state of being to another, and this definitely can get you there.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
It will.
So, and there's no cost to this. A free will offering is going to be taken.
It is.
But no cost to this, and people can just bring their families and show up.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's Saturday night at 7:30 and then Sunday afternoon at 1:30?
1:30, correct.
Okay. I've been talking about it all day and I had to
at St. John's.
Yeah. So, and again, Linda, congratulations for just picking up the ball and doing what I know Linda Clint does.
Thank you.
You know, because you're one of the best. I just tell everybody that. And this is going to be a great, great, great presentation. Looking forward. And I know a lot of people looking forward to hearing it. So.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Oh,
always
absolutely.
A pleasure to see you. Come back and give me a recap. Let me know how everything went. Will you do that?
I will.
Please do.
I will.
Linda Clint, again, choir director, community choir. This is going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, going on at St. John's Church. You won't want to miss it. It's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Wake up and just feel good with this guy.
Well, I'm so good because I'm listening to your station.
Springtime in the Southern Valley with Bill Dablo. Mornings from 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
If our love